Podcast Dojo, Episode 2.
Master the art of the podcast. It's Podcast Dojo. Folks, hello and welcome back to Podcast Dojo. I am your host, Brian, and this is episode number 2. And we're going to be talking this week about how to start your podcast. This is actually going to be a 5-part series that I'm going to break out with that's basically going to give you a rough overview of how to get you going from start to finish. How to find, and this one is actually, how do we start? How do we get, what's the first step that you make when you're wanting to make a podcast? What is that very first step you do? And that's what we're going to cover. But before we do, just a little bit of an overview. This is a podcast about podcasting. We are, the show itself is going to be I aim for it to be an easily approachable means of helping people to get them get going, give them much needed little punt to the britches to get them up and going out and out into the world of podcasting, because podcasting helps in so many different ways with business, personal personality, and it's almost deemed therapeutic to some people. For me, one, if I don't get to podcast for a while, I start getting really overly grumpy and start losing family points. But anyhow, if you happen to want to jump in, listen to the show and you want to jump in, throw out a comment or two, feel free. You can go over to podcastdojo.com/ this is going to be 002. It's and from there that'll take you straight to the show notes for the page, and we'll go with it. You can find anything and everything you'd like to know about Podcast Dojo over at the website podcastdojo.com. You can email me with a question if you like over at brian@podcastdojo.com, and if you go to podcastdojo.com, please feel free. And would recommend, if you are not sure about using RSS, you can also get our information through our mailing list, and we will start sending out notifications that we've updated, put out a new episode out. Plus, also, when things really start moving and I actually start trying to put out a product or two, there will be some really, really sweet deals available for you for being on the mailing list, and you'll be getting those sweet deals before anybody else even hears of the actual product. So, but if you, while you're out, if you would please, also go over to iTunes, go to podcastdojo.com/iTunes. That'll get you over to, the iTunes page where you can actually leave a review and leave some stars. And if you think this show provides enough value for you, please leave stars and reviews, and I'll read those. And if they're critiques, then I will do what I can to improve those. And this show will eventually also end up being on Stitcher. Yay! And if you go to podcastdojo.com/Stitcher, that'll actually redirect you over to the Stitcher page itself, and you can give us a thumbs up if you happen to like us there. Now, one of the hardest things for anybody to do when it comes to doing a podcast is, what are you going to podcast about? Now, some people may start off with, hey, I've got the best idea. I've got one that'll just super duper, it's going to become the best. It's going to overtake take everybody on iTunes. It's going to be sitting there at the top above everybody. Well, and then you find out, you know, you get into it a couple of episodes, and you know, it's things aren't quite going the way you thought that they should go, or the way you originally had thought. A lot of that is because you actually chose the wrong topic. And a lot of people do. I've done this myself. I mean, I've got one podcast that has been going good for over a year now. If you go by the number of episodes, it's actually been going for a little over 2 years, but there have been several weeks missed. But there is a little element in when you're coming up with a topic that a lot of people miss. And that topic or that key point, that key little section is actually probably one of the more important items, because if you don't have the special ingredient, the one ingredient that just binds the whole podcast together, it falls apart. It is literally the glue that holds the show together. What is this special ingredient? Where can I get it? How much does it cost? I'll tell you, it doesn't cost $19.99. Actually, no, this ingredient is completely free. That ingredient is passion. Now, people will say, Daniel J. Lewis likes to say that pod and podcasting stands for passion, organization, and dialogue. To a point, I would have to agree with him, because there is that passion. Now, I also think that the pod stands for portable on demand, but you know, that's semantics, and we're not really talking about the semantics. I'm wanting to talk about the passion. And when you have the passion for something, say for me, podcasting, love to do podcasting, love to talk about podcasting, love to find new podcasts, listen to podcasts, see what they're talking about. Now, they can talk about something that I am completely non-interested in. But if the person's got enough passion, he can take a boring topic that is, or in my mind, let me preface that with in my mind, because in his mind, that topic is the world. But you can hear a person's passion. You can hear about how he or she just lives and breathes this topic, whatever that topic ends up being, whatever that show is about. And that's one of the things. A lot of people will go, hey, yeah, I really like wrestling. Holy crud. When you sit down and you actually start listening to podcasts about wrestling, you know, yeah, I realized I don't like wrestling at all. And when I say wrestling, I'm talking like the WWE and the WWF, the wrestling. Because there's so much backstory on everything that the diehard fans, the true passionate people, they love to go into and just blah, 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 blah. I thought, heck, I watched back when Rowdy Piper and Hulk Hogan and them back in the mid 80s. That's when I watched a little bit of wrestling and thought it was fun. I knew it was fake, but I thought it was fun to watch and it was interesting. And it was a good show and good source of entertainment. But boy, there were some of the guys who I talked to about that, and they were just, wow, just blew your hair back on the amount of information they would spout off about so-and-so are angry at each other because of this and that, and so-and-so can't stand the fact that that other guy won WrestleMania 28,000. And, you know, it's just, boom. My mind was blown. And there's other things. I mean, you hear people talk about how they do fan podcasts of television shows. I watch a television show just to watch a television show. It's just something for me in my mind to turn off. And there's people out there who watch television shows and that show turns their mind on, and all of a sudden they're doing 100,000 things with the storyline of that. And I'm going, but the guy just walked across the street. So it's that passion of that television show or of whatever topic that guy you want to talk about. And the best way to find out if you have passion for a particular podcast is to start it up, but don't release it. Just get 10 episodes put out. Sit down and start recording. Get your first 10 episodes recorded. That way, and that actually has two different reasons. One, it tells you whether or not you've got the passion for it. Because if you are willing to sit down, talk for however long you've deemed that you want to talk about on whatever your show is supposed to be concerning, after that, mix it all together, do some post editing if that's needed, and all the other good stuff that all the rest of the magic sauce that goes into that podcast. Go through, get your album art made, get all that stuff, get it all done, polished up real good, and do that 10 times in a row. If you can do that, then you've probably got enough passion to keep going. That's something that really gets your juices moving, really gets to the your thoughts rolling. And you can tell one way when you're sitting there talking to somebody and your favorite topic comes up, and all of a sudden you start talking really fast and you get excited and you're talking, oh, and there's this, and you start kind of trying to trip over your words, and you're talking real fast, and you got your voice is becoming a lot louder, and you could tell people can tell that you're getting excited and you really, really like about this topic. Then that's probably a good hint that you are pretty passionate about that topic. And that's what you really, really want to have. You want to have that passion. You want to have the burning fire, that fire in the belly, because that really shines through in the way you talk, the way you have a conversation about whatever it is you're talking about. For me, podcast, people know, don't bring up podcast around Brian, because good God, he's not ever going to shut up about it. He's going to find 8 different shows that center around your topic to try to prove a point. That, yeah, if you want to have a podcast, you want to do a podcast, well, or you want to listen to podcasts and want to get interested in podcasting, then try this episode. Oh, you like hunting? Well, I know about 8 different podcasts that are centered around hunting deer in the spring with a crossbow. You know, you can really get that niched down. And I'll go ahead and a little side note here. I don't have a problem on what way I say the word niche. It is niche, not niche. It's not pronounced niche. For me, man, this is opinion time. Bing! This is Brian's opinion corner. Niche just makes you sound kind of overly pompous. And you're just trying, it makes, in my eyes, makes you seem like you're wanting to try to be a little more flashy in front of people than what you really need to be. Niche, kind of harsh, kind of there. Instead of being all niche. So you're going to hear me say niche. All right. It may be like the way other people do on other podcasts. I hear them say niche and I instantly yell back, niche. It's niche. But that's just me. That's just how I am. But so I figured I would go ahead and put the stamp of arguments on in that right there, because many people have. It's amazing how that becomes the topic of a conversation, how a word is pronounced. And so my version of pronouncing it is, I pronounce it niche. So poof, done. Now back to topic, passion. Whatever your niche happens to be, your, as long as you, if it is, it's easy to find out. Let me say that finding your passion is probably the hardest thing you can do. If you're just trying to wing it, you're going, well, I kind of like this or this, it can get really involved. And there's a lot of places, a lot of things online that will go off and say, hey, do you want, this is how you find your passion. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. Or this is how you do it. And there's a lot of good ideas out there. You can find websites that will help walk you through. Lifehacker has a great one on how to find your passion. And I mean, they have some really great topics and some great ideas on how to, well, it's not Life Hacker, it's Life Hack, but how to find what really, some things you're passionate about. And sometimes it's just things you would not ever have thought of. But that is the thing that gets you talking fast and really gets your juices moving when you talk about it. And Lifehack goes off and puts out some great information. Things along the lines of, what do you spend hours reading about? So what is there something out there that if you find yourself bored, you go off and you start searching about? Is it UFOs? Is it the best way of getting the most speed out of your computer, out of your DSL line? You know, something along those lines. Those are things that you are actually becoming more knowledgeable on. Something that you have no problem talking about, something that you like, always perpetually exploring on, are great indications as to something that you are passionate about. Is there something that you already love doing? Are you an RC plane enthusiast, or are you a love taking your dog out for a walk? Are you a health nut? If you are, hey, you can get contact me, because I've got a gut that needs to be removed, but get rid of. But if you another item that you can do to actually help define your true passion is just sit down and brainstorm, which is a great indication, because brainstorming is one of those things. It's actually kind of a lost art. I'm having to remember how to brainstorm, to sit down and actually do. I've done stuff like started getting back into doing like free writing, where you just start typing out something and just let your mind go. And all of a sudden you will start typing out. It may be garbage at first. It may be walking man, dog, elephant, chimpanzee get into a revolutionary thought. And if you want to know about free writing, that's something that is a great way of helping find out what your means of being able to brainstorm, and to find out how to start stringing stuff, little clues together to find out what your true passion is. You can also help by just finding it. If you need a quiet place, go to a quiet place. Or if you happen to need, something to help you concentrate, sit down and just start making points of, hey, I like this. I like this. I like ice cream. I like pies. I like cars. I like red cars. I like red cars that go slow, and it will help find whatever niche you're wanting to work yourself into. And from there, you should be able to find a podcast topic that you would be able to talk about if you are wanting to create a podcast. If you're not, it also helps you find podcasts that you would really, really like. And don't be afraid, folks, especially if this is your first podcast out there, don't be afraid to realize that you jumped into the wrong one. Because even entrepreneurs, I think one of the reasons why a lot of entrepreneurs will jump from one place to another is because they go, hey, yeah, I'm really passionate. I'm not really all that passionate. I'm getting bored with it. So, hey, let's try this thing. And now, that's just not quite, almost there, but not quite. And it's finding your passion, finding what really gets you going is a tough thing to find, really. It can be easy, but that's another tip to try to do is, talk to a friend. See what they say you are really interested in. If ask them, hey, what do you think I'm interested in? And they're going to give you some really amazing insights as to who you are, because a lot of times you are not going to be able to see the forest for the trees, because you're thinking of all these other items, when in all reality, your friend's going, dude, you're always on the Xbox talking about that one, the Halo. You know all the little tidbits and interesting bits about that game. That's what you're passionate about. That's what you like. Friends will give you an amazing insight as to things that you like. So don't be afraid, though. Don't be afraid to fail. Yeah, I'm going to actually use the word fail at finding your passion right off the bat, because you're not going to find it. Now, over on the side, over on the webpage, podcastdojo.com/002, there's a little video of How to Find Your Passion. That's actually a really good one. It talks about more along the lines of what passion is, but it's a very, I enjoyed it. Whenever I watched it, it was, yeah, okay. It does help kind of put your mind in the set of wanting to explore what your passion is. And so I would definitely recommend everyone, if you are wanting to find a way of starting your podcast, getting your things going, then please try to aim for that aspect of it. Now, one of the things on this show in particular, is I'm going to have a couple other little topics that or segments, if you want, that I'm going to jump in from time to time. One is going to be kind of considered the tip of the week. And actually, I just mentioned the tip of the week, and that is sit down and try, if you're stuck on a topic, say you found your passion, you've started up your show, you've done your 10 episodes, woohoo, you're good, you're doing great, and you're trucking down the road, and all of a sudden you get one, and it's going to happen, because once, believe it or not, 7 days flies by really, really fast, and so you're going to go, oh shoot, I've got a show to do tomorrow. What am I going to do my show on? Try free writing. It's gotten me out of a jam a couple times. Sit down and just start writing out topics that are centered around whatever it is your show's about. And just kind of start writing, and all of a sudden you'll start seeing a pattern show, and you'll go, okay, yeah, all right, my circus podcast is going to, I think, the wonders and enjoyments of monkeys, and that's what we're going to do our show about this week. Because all of a sudden you notice that all of a sudden you had ringmaster, chimpanzee, camel, elephant, great apes, blah 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 blah, lemurs, blah blah blah, monkeys, blah blah blah, funny, blah blah, and you start seeing the, hey, the, okay, that's what we want to talk about. So if you have trouble, sit down, try doing just a couple of rounds of free writing. And I would actually recommend, so especially if you've not ever done any type of free writing, look up a couple of bits about it. I'm actually going to do, I've got a different show, another podcast that I do called Finding Brian, and that's actually going to be a topic that I talk about coming down the road here in a couple of weeks. So you might try it out and see what you try out different angles of free writing and see what you can come up with. I've had it help me get me out of a tight spot a couple times. So you might try that out. Now, another topic or another segment that I'm going to start using on Podcast Dojo is equipment, because a podcast can only do so much. And if you really want to be able to have your podcast become that of a master, it helps to have different segments of different types of equipment. So I'm going to start out with probably the most important aspect of my equipment. And you'll find out as we go down, as this show progresses and blooms and becomes bigger, that I find this one particular piece of equipment very valuable. It is worth every cent that I've put into it, and if not more. And that is, a lot of people will record their podcasts directly into the computer. It works, okay? I'm not going to say don't, because it may work for you. For me, works great. I had no problem whatsoever taking my mixer, USB mixer, plugging it right into the computer and going to town with it and just getting everything recorded on there. Until all of a sudden, I had a mess up. One, I was recording and I wasn't paying attention. I was in the zone. I was talking about the topic I was talking about, and I just happened to look up, and I know I'd been talking for a good 30 minutes, but we were sitting on like the 28th minute. The recording software had froze up. It had locked up just tighter than a bucket of rust. I mean, just was not doing it. I ended up having to do a hard shutdown on the laptop to even get it freed up to where I could do anything. And so in doing so, I lost everything on that, particular recording. Now, I tell you, it was the best, it's always the best ones that are going to goof up on you. That's just the nature of life and resistance that life throws out. The better it is, the more crap's going to be thrown at you. another, I let it go, figured out, oh, it happens. It's Windows. It's going to happen. Of course, it also happens on Macs, though. The Mac crew does not like to talk about it. Another time, though, I ended up having something else open. And as I was recording into Audacity, got finished and went to start doing the editing and post-production and all that good stuff. And as I started talking, as I talked, there was this stuttering chirp that was in the whole, it was in the whole length of the recording, and was just, you couldn't get it out. I sat there and worked with it for 4 to 5 hours trying to get these different chirps removed. And I was using different filters and this and that, and I would get them removed, but boy, my, I would dot that and stop that and not work it. And you couldn't understand what I was saying afterwards. Irritated. And by that time, that's one reason why, the hay rolling or Hayseed Reports, podcast took a stop, because I was like, oh, life's out to get me or something. So I stopped for a while until I had enough money saved up to buy a Roland R-05. Now this is a personal little digital recorder. There are several digital recorders. Now, I'm not going to say the R-05 is the only one you should have. All the others are crud, because that's not, no. You want to have a recorder to record all your audio into, whether it's a Zune H4N or it's a Roland or it's a Eterol R-09, whatever you want to have, whatever it is, whatever. I know some people who use little $100 Walmart specials. Now, I want a little more quality than that, but you know, you can use whatever you want, just something that, so that you're, that's, it does its one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to record, to save whatever noise it hears. And for me, the Roland is great. It's the microphones that it has up on top. It's got some a couple built-in microphones so it can do stereo recording. Yeah, they're condenser mics. And I'll after the fifth episode, somewhere along the way, I'll be talking about microphones and what type of microphone a person should be using when they're podcasting. But for right now, just know it's got a condenser microphone, so it's going to pick up everything around you. That can be good. It may not, depending on how, on what you're wanting as a, what type of quality you're willing to live with. Now, I'll use just the microphones whenever I do my Finding Brian podcast over at findingbrian.com, because I like the atmosphere. I like the ambiance, because you pick up, because I'll normally do it outside. Either I'm sitting in my chair swing, or I'm out walking. I'm doing something whenever I do my Finding Brian podcast. So I like to have the sound. Now, doing the podcast dojo or the Hayseed Report. Hello. Something. Oh, okay. There we go. Sorry about that. Now, technical difficulties. Yes, even the podcasting show about podcasting is going to have little issues and little goof ups. And I'm not going to take them out, because I can make myself sound as perfect as I want to be, but guys, it's not going to be really me. I know that I am I trip over my tongue more times than a teenage boy asking a girl out on the date for the first time. But anyhow, a recorder is almost, I would actually say, required. Yeah, it may add an extra step to your post-production, but considering that you actually have a backup copy of your audio file, you want it. You want to have that file, because it will save as either an MP3 if that's what you want to do. Don't recommend it, but you know, if that's what you want to do, okay. Or it will save them as a WAV file, which is what you truly want, because it's a raw file. Best way to describe a raw file is a file that has every sound that you hear is a one or a zero. Doesn't have some magical algorithm stuck to it to where it takes the quality and tries to make it as good as you can degrade the quality as much as it possibly can without destroying the audio. to a noticeable level. That's why some people like Flack Lossless and Org Vorbis and things like that. I'm a Wave. Yeah, it's a huge file that gets mixed down into an MP3. But at least I know that I'm not doing having the epitome of a recording of a recording of a recording, which is what you get when you take an MP3 and you compress an MP3 and then you compress it again. You don't want the multiple compressions because the copy of a copy of a copy is crud. So, all right. Anyhow, folks, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to call that the end. When it comes to, just as a quick little brush up, when it comes to passion, it can be elusive, but don't give up. You will, if you search long and hard, don't just you decide you want to do podcasting. Great. Excellent. Do podcasting. Then head on over. And then what you want to do is you want to head on over to get started. Really decide, spend a good week thinking about it, and think about it at the weirdest times. If you can get yourself doing it, especially driving is one of those times where your mind really gets to race and really gets to wander and really gets to going. And you can come up with some of the best ideas while driving, taking a shower, taking a swim, walking, anytime you can, and you're able to commit your whole mind to thinking about whatever that passion is. Think about it and pay attention to what it is when you let your mind just wander. What is it you're thinking of? Because a lot of times you're thinking of a passion. So folks, I thank y'all for listening. If y'all have any questions or have any comments or want a little more detail and on something, you can shoot an email over to me, brian@podcastdojo.com. Be glad to help you out, see what we can do to get you going, get your podcast up and flying. And let me know what your podcast is. I'd love to be able to share your podcast news, or not news, but who your podcast is. So if you do pose a question, give me information. I'd love to share about other podcasts. So one of the ways us podcasters are able to get awareness going is by sharing each other's shows. So I guess I'll go ahead, and this one's going to be actually a lot shorter than what I thought it would be, which, I mean, heck, it happens. That's the way things go. You talk about a topic until you're done talking about the topic. It's a 30-minute show. It becomes a 30-minute show. If it becomes an hour and a half show, you might want to find a way of kind of shaving it down a little bit, but about an hour and a half, and it's good. Okay. Sorry. Sorry about that. At least I had the foresight to turn my volume down on my phone, but that was the boss, and he had some instructions for me. So anyhow, where was I? Anyhow, if you have any questions or have any, if you have a podcast that's going, or you're looking at doing a podcast, let us know. Share with us the name of your podcast and domain, and I'll share it out here so that everybody, all the listeners here can basically start swapping podcasts and help each other grow and find, you know, other people to talk to. And I'll go ahead and mention that if you happen to be listening to us through iTunes, give us a set of stars you think we're worth. The higher, the better. It would helps this community be able to grow, have more people, and help us to become, to help us so that other people can start making their own podcasts. That way they grow and the podcasting community itself grows. And hopefully by that way, we can help mainstream media to get around to understanding that, hey, we're not just a bunch of nerds hanging out in the basement talking about Star Wars. We're there's other nerds out there other than the Star Wars nerds. For me, I'm a podcast nerd. I like to talk about podcasts. I'm a political nerd. I have a political podcast called The Hayseed Report. I've got a self-help nerd. I'm trying to figure out where I am in the scheme of things. And so I've got the Finding Brian podcast. And so you have all these great things. And to help each other out in that way is what makes a great and grand, wonderful, marvelous community that we're wanting. So, folks, I thank you again. I thank y'all for listening. And we'll talk to you next week. And remember to go tell the world who you are and start a podcast. Bye.
Hey Rolling Podcast Network, HeyRolling.com.